Well, good evening. Welcome to the Twitter for Beginners call. My name is Carla McNeil, and my direct email is carla@butterflynetworking.com. I'd like to welcome all of you here live on the call tonight and those of you who will be listening to the recording later. I know this isn't always the best time of day, but that's okay. That's a good thing about recordings. There were a number of questions that came in from your registering for this call. I will be going over those towards the end of the call. There's actually two main questions that came in. And I hope everyone has their action guide printed out. If you haven't got that printed out yet, you can go to butterflynetworking.com/1645. And then if you scroll about three quarters of the way down the page, there's a link that you can click on, and you will be able to get the action guide. Because taking notes is for the things that actually click with you on a call can really be critical in your success. I personally know that I have, like, oh, wait a minute, I don't remember that, but I went back to my notes, and there it was. It was like that guidepost on your path to success. And I wrote a little something down that made me remember a whole bunch, and it just made the difference between success and, oh, my gosh, I got to start again at the beginning. So I hope you have your action guide, at least if not your action guide, have a piece of paper and a couple of pen that writes. And I want to start off with a quote for the call, because this is what is going to happen to you tonight. Man's mind, once stretched by a new idea, never again regains its original dimensions. That's a quote by Oliver Wendell Holmes. So who am I, Carla McNeil, that's actually going to stretch your mind? Well, I started online about 2 years ago. I just started dabbling in social media, and I just found it so much fun, so much fun, so much fun that I just kept learning, and people were approaching me and saying, Carla, can you teach me that? Carla, can you show me how to do that? So here I am almost exactly 2 years later, and I finally did what everybody was bugging me to do, and that was to start teaching social media. And I am going to put my good-for-me hat on. I'm an excellent teacher. And I have a diploma in adult education, so I know a little bit about teaching adults. And I just love computers and social media. So I hope you're following me on Twitter. My name on Twitter is Retire with Carla. So if you have a Twitter account already, please be sure to come on and follow me and send me a direct message. If you don't know how to do that, send me an email. And I'll make sure that we get really connected, and I know who all your Twitter names are. So let's dive right in to the promised content, because I'm going to deliver you a ton of content tonight. Twitter is the speed dating on social media. I actually got asked this question in a meeting this afternoon. Twitter is where you are going to be able to find like-minded people, people who are interested in the same thing as you are, quickly and easily. So on your action guide, we're going to talk about today discovering the secret, the number one secret of getting started on Twitter, how to conquer that Twitter fear, how to set up your perfect profile, and how to find your audience. So we're on page 2 of the action guide, and number one secret to get started with Twitter is having a strategy, is understanding why you're on Twitter in the first place. I'm sure you've all heard that Twitter can be an absolute, pardon me, not even just Twitter, social media can be just a total time hog. You can get on Facebook or LinkedIn, and then you can get going, and you're going here, going there, and pretty soon an hour and a half has gone by. It's like, oh, my goodness, I only came on here to do something for 2 minutes. So having that strategy, understanding what it is you want to do. Are you there for business? Are you there to generate leads? Are you there to make sales? Are you there just to find people in your niche? Are you there just for personal reasons? There are a myriad of reasons why people go on Twitter. When I first went on, I went on just because it was a curiosity. I was just like, well, what is this? And it didn't make sense, and I didn't get it, which is one of the reasons I'm doing this call for Twitter for Beginners, because I can vividly remember what that, like, what in the world is this program? It doesn't make sense. So the number one secret for getting started with Twitter is understanding your strategy. What are you there for? What is it you want to accomplish? Because if you don't understand what it is you want to do, you are going to get sidetracked. There are hundreds of applications that are associated with Twitter that will allow you to be able to do this little thing or that little thing. You can do coupons. You can run surveys. You can, what's the thing I'm going to do next week? Run a promotion just to get your Twitter account up. There's hundreds of things that you can do. So if you don't understand why you're there, you're going to get distracted. You're going to get off course. You're going to get off track. And believe me, I'm speaking from experience. I go to my favorites on my computer for just like Twitter resources, just different things that have gotten me off track over the past 2 years. And there's an awful lot of bookmarks there. So the number one secret to getting started with Twitter is strategy. Continuing on page 2, how to conquer that Twitter fear. There are kind of 4 things here that most people run into. Is that fear of failure? Oh my gosh, this is a big learning curve. Oh, I'm so overwhelmed, or I just don't have enough time. So that fear of failure is actually stops a lot of people from even getting started. They take a look at it and they go, oh my goodness, I'll never understand that, or I'll never be able to do that. And then they don't even start. The beautiful thing about Twitter is that there are basically only 5 or 6 main features to learn. So if you sit down with a coach for some focused learning time, you can actually have Twitter, the basics of Twitter, down pat in a couple of hours. Understanding that, those main 5 or 6 features will then allow you to focus. And you're going to be able to advance yourself a little bit more quickly. The other fear with Twitter is that you're going to make a mistake. But you know what? Twitter is actually one of the most forgiving ones out there, because even if you do make a mistake, it's not going to be visible on your Twitter stream for very long. And you can actually go in and delete it too if you want, if you get there in time. And it really doesn't matter, because your tweet could disappear in seconds. I have, I was going to actually check my Twitter following count before I got on tonight, and I forgot. But I have a few thousand followers. I think it's 18,000 followers on Twitter. So you can imagine taking a look at my Twitter stream. It changes constantly. I take a look at it. I'm reading down through the page, and there's 50 new tweets to read. So Twitter is the most forgiving of the social medias, because they disappear. So if you're concerned that you're going to make a big faux pas or say something silly or that doesn't put you in the best of light, don't worry about it. It'll be gone. it'll be gone. There's a great quote by Napoleon Hill, every failure brings with it the seed of an equivalent success. So getting started and getting on there and just going, ah, to heck with it, I'm just going to go for it. One of the things that I coach people to do, their very first tweet, is just say, oh my goodness, I'm on Twitter now. Or, wow, this is my first tweet. Anything along those lines. And people like me who've been on Twitter for a little while, they'll take a look at a tweet like that and they'll smile. And then they might even go and take a look at your bio and see who you are and why you're getting started on Twitter. So that fear of failure. And then number two, that big learning curve. And like I said, there's only five or six main features to Twitter. And they are pretty easy to understand. And sometimes I think it's the whole simplicity of Twitter that stops people from getting on there. And or they think because it's a computer program that it's going to be more complicated than it is. It's not that complicated. Yes, there are tons and tons of nuances to it. And 2 years later, I am still learning. But trust me, I've got the basics covered. Number three, people think that Twitter is overwhelming. And questions come up, well, who do I follow? And what if they don't follow me back? And do I follow the people who don't follow me back? And does it really matter? And, gee, you know, there's all those people. I went to Starbucks or I had toast for breakfast. There's all of that chatter that's happening. And that's okay. For some people, that's important. It may be important for you. It may not. The beauty of Twitter is that you can just let that go by. You can ignore it. It's kind of like the radio. You've got your radio on in the background. You've got your iPod on. You got it for background. You're not necessarily listening to every single solitary word or every song that's on the radio. Maybe one will, you know, catch your attention and you'll listen intently for a while. The same thing with Twitter. You ignore what's going on. Something catches your attention and you just focus right in. So people use Twitter for many, many, many reasons. Some of the stuff I couldn't care less about. Other stuff I'm interested in. It's just a matter of sifting and sorting to find the people who are interested in the same things that I am. And number four, not having enough time. You conquer that Twitter fear when you understand that the power of Twitter, you can effectively use Twitter for your business in as little as 15 minutes a day. Like I mentioned before, there are a myriad of tools that are out there that make it easier. And some of the tools are free, some of the tools are you have to pay for, some of them are a monthly fee, some of them are just a one-time fee. And I personally use five different tools to maintain my Twitter account, but I can do it in 15 minutes a day. So you'll definitely be able to have enough time to use Twitter for your business. So moving on to page three. For those of you who already have a Twitter profile, I would like you to go to your Twitter page. Let me get to home. And getting to the screenshot that I have on the action guide, on the top of the screen, in black, if you're using the new format, is the word profile. It's kind of right in the middle of your screen. You click on the word profile, And then right underneath your picture, it's going to come up and it's going to say, edit your profile. And now I've got mine on my screen. It says retire with Carla's settings. And there are a number of selections in blue across the top. That is the picture. Well, not quite. You'll want to click on the word profile. It goes account, password, mobile, notices, and then profile. Click on the word profile, and you will get the same screen that I am showing you here in the action guide on page 3. So, how do you maximize your profile so that people can find you for why you want to find them, and so that you can make sure you can find others? And knowing how this works will enable you to find others easily. So starting off with your name, when you first put it into Twitter, it almost looks like you should be putting it in as all as one word. Don't do that. Like my name there is separated out, two words, Carla McNeil. The C and the M are both capitalized. Make that easier to read. Make sure that your name is in there that way. Location. Lots of people will do a search on Twitter by location. In fact, I coach a couple of people here in the local area on how to use Twitter for their local business. And we rely on the fact that people fill in their particular location, because you can search Twitter based on geographic location. So if you are in a suburb of a larger metropolitan area, like I am actually in New Westminster, BC, I'm not in Vancouver. But more people will be looking for Vancouver than would be looking for New Westminster. I mean, they may not even have heard of New Westminster. So in my business, it's my particular geographic location is not critical, simply because, I mean, I have clients all over the place. I have clients in Florida. I have clients in Minnesota, California, Arizona. So it's dependent on what you, again, want. So it's going back to knowing your strategy and knowing why you're on Twitter. So something to think about, what location do you put on your profile? The next spot down is your website. And as you know, my website is butterflynetworking.com. You'll notice in there that the word butterfly and the word networking both have a capital letter to start the name. And the reason for that is that it makes it easier for people to read. When you are out and about tomorrow, I want you to take a look at signs, whether they're on a billboard or on a vehicle that's driving by, if you see it in a magazine, different things, and take a look at how many people just spell their entire website out without using capital letters. And have you ever sat there looking at a website trying to figure out, what is that? And you don't really catch the words, and you don't really figure it out. So make sure you capitalize the first letter of each word within your web URL. The other thing in that Twitter works with so few characters, and there's not a lot of space to do everything. You'll also notice that there is no www there for my website. It just goes http://. That works. So you take out the www dot, and you actually get four more characters there. So if you have a website name that is very long, I have another website called FromSlaveCampToFreedom.com. That's a long name. So you want to get as many characters as you can that are showing up on the screen for people to read. Next is your bio. Your bio needs to be keyword loaded. What do I mean by keywords? Those are the words that you will expect people to search for in order to find you. And what do I mean by that? Business owners. That's one of my keywords. Business owners learning social media. Social media is also another one of my keywords. And then I have Facebook and Twitter there. Another one of my keywords. It's keyword loaded, using the words that when people search for what I do, they will find me. This is something that you are going to set up. You're going to like it in the beginning. As you progress, you're going to change it. As you progress, you're going to change it. In fact, I'm going to change mine right now. It says mentoring business, and I want to switch that to coaching. So right now, I've got this up live on my own computer. I just switched it. I'm going to go down to the bottom, right down the bottom there, and it says save. So your perfect profile has got your full proper name, because as you can see, mine is not my full name. Mine is Retire with Carla. Now, that was some not so good coaching I got in the beginning when I first started. If possible, get your own name. If you don't have it already, get your own name. And I went with Retire with Carla in the beginning because that was my website. And it was connected with my website, and it was my business name. You can get your personal name, and you can get your business name. In fact, you can get both. I have both. I have Retire with Carla, and I have Carla McNeil. If you can get both, good for you. Get them both. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to maintain both profiles, because if you go to Carla McNeil, it says, I do all my tweeting over on Retire with Carla. So your name is important so that people can find you. People aren't necessarily going to search for me as Retire with Carla, but they are going to search for Carla McNeil. So your name is important. Your location, you need to figure out whether or not you actually even care about your location, or whether or not you want to use the biggest city, or whether or not you're just going to use your own small town or suburb if that's where you are. Your website, make sure you remove that www dot, give yourself those four extra characters, and capitalize the first letter in each word of your website name. And make sure that your bio is keyword loaded. Don't go in there and say, I am this, I am that. Your bio is geared towards what you do for people. What's the benefit that people are going to get from being associated with you or following you? So when you take a look at my bio, you will see, guess what, I bet you anything, she's going to tweet a little bit about Twitter, and she's going to tweet a little bit about social media, and if you're interested in that, you're going to follow me. And yes, that's what I tweet about. So write your bio from the perspective of what is it that you are going to do, what is it that you are going to provide for the people who are following you. Moving on to page 4 of the action guide and finding your audience. How does one find their audience? Well, we do that through keyword searches. And just one second here as I... my computer just locked up on me. So, finding your audience. You need to decide what it is that you're looking for. I can go in and figure out what I want to be found for. So, no, wait a minute, here comes my computer. I could go in and figure out what I want to be found for. So I am going to go to sites, and I'm going to go into the Twitter search. Let me pull up the Twitter search. The Twitter search is, you need to write this one down, http://search.twitter.com. And within there, you are going to be able to insert your keywords, like mine, social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, MySpace, Bebo, all of those different ones. And I am going to be able to find people on Twitter, and then I'm going to be able to follow those people. People who are having conversations where they're using words like Twitter, Facebook, social media, are more likely to be the ones who are going to want my service. I have a client locally who sells Christmas stockings. She makes beautiful, high-end Christmas stockings. We do searches for her that are for decorating ideas. At Christmas time, of course, we were using all the Christmas keywords and doing those kinds of things. But you find your audience by figuring out the keywords that they're going to use. And then you go to search.twitter.com. Now, I have a Twitter for Beginners manual that has a screenshot in it of where I put in, how do I contact Facebook, as a keyword string. And then I hit, and there's a whole bunch of people who are wanting to know how to contact Facebook. Now, I know how to contact Facebook. So I'm going to go in there, and I am going to respond to these people's tweets. And hopefully they're going to find value in what I'm doing and that I'm giving them excellent information or information that they're looking for. And from there, who knows what will happen? Maybe they'll want my services. Maybe they're not, I'm not the kind of person that they're looking for, but that's okay. Because remember, Twitter is where you can go in and find people quickly and easily. You don't have to concentrate on everyone. You go in, you find people quickly and easily, and you concentrate on the few who you have the like interests with. So it's an, I love Twitter. Twitter's one of my favorites. So that covers the four things that I said we were going to talk about tonight: discovering the number one secret to getting started with Twitter, how to conquer your Twitter fear, setting up your perfect profile, and finding your audience. So I want to thank everyone for their great questions that they submitted, and I want to just cover two of them, the two main ones, and they are, how do I use Twitter for my business, and how do I make money using Twitter? So let me start off by saying Twitter for business is a marketing tool, and you really do need to make sure that you have that strategy, and if you're not really sure, that's something that I can help you with, is defining your strategy, figuring out what your market is, and what keywords you want to use. But using Twitter for your business is the really quick and easy way to go in and find out who's talking about what you do. Who's asking questions? Who are other people who are providing information? Now, that's one of the things you can do. If there is an expert in your area that you know of that's on Twitter, you can go in and follow their followers. It's an easy way to find followers who are interested in your particular area. So for business, what we do is we find those people who are talking about your product or service, either in their Twitter stream, in their bio, so the keywords that you put in your bio, or in their Twitter stream. It's like there's not much else to Twitter, is there? And then what you can do is you can start following them. Maybe you're going to send them a direct message. Maybe you're going to retweet something that they've said. And you are going to offer people a way to go back and connect with you, either if you've got a Facebook page or you have a blog site, a website, same thing. So you find people who potentially are interested in your market. You, through the means of what is affectionately called an ethical bribe, and my ethical bribe, when you go to butterflynetworking.com, and if you haven't done this yet, you can go there. There's a manual there for free. In exchange for your name and your email address, I send out a manual of 30 tips on how to use social media. It covers Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. And that demonstrates to people what I'm all about. I'm about teaching social media and doing social media for you, assisting you in doing it yourself. So that is my ethical bribe. If you don't have one already, that's another thing that I can help with, is what do I use? I have another client who is a parenting coach. And, she is so good. But she had no idea what to use as her ethical bribe. And one of the topics that's really prevalent right now is bullying, right? It doesn't matter whether you're in the States or in Canada or Australia and England. Bullying is a big topic right now, both in the schools and in the workplace. So she's creating her ethical bribe is an ebook on bullying and what to do about it from a parent's perspective. You want to bet that she's going to get an awful lot of people who are interested in that. So it's providing something of value. So you get onto Twitter, you have your website, you have your ethical bribe, you get onto Twitter for your business, you talk about your business, you connect with people, and you offer for people to go back to your website, back to your fan page, and collect this free gift that you're going to offer. So that's how you use Twitter for business, by finding those people who are interested in what it is that you have to offer. So you know that when people give you their name and their email address, that they're actually interested in your product or service. And from there, you can start building the relationship, giving them something away, sometimes for free, sometimes doing a free teleseminar on Twitter for beginners. And that then leads to offering a product. If people connect with you, they like what you have to offer, they're saying, great, I really like the way you do that. Can I get some more? Or, wow, like me and Deanna with her Christmas stockings. I love those Christmas stockings. How do I get more? So that is how you use Twitter for business. The second question, how do I make money with Twitter? The concept is the same. You're going to find those people on Twitter who are interested in what you have to offer, what it is that you want people to purchase from you. And you are going to either send them back to your website or your fan page. Now, there are some people out there who say you cannot sell directly from Twitter. I disagree. I believe you can. You just have to make sure you don't cross that line of spamming. So what I do in that case is I have a number of products of my own, and I have a number of products that I to have an affiliate with. So it's like getting a commission. And because I personally use the products or use the products in the past and have found them valuable, then I offer them out to my followers as well. And I don't have a ton of them because I haven't used a ton of things, and I really do not want to promote something to people that I don't know myself is a good product. And I wouldn't advise that you do that either, because that could affect your long-term relationship with people big time. So the two ways that you can make money from Twitter is by finding the people who are interested in your product or service, going back to your website, and from your website offering products or services for sale. And once people know who you are and you've developed that reputation, you can also offer affiliate products in your Twitter stream. Now, one of the ones that I offer in my Twitter stream is a product called RoboForm, RoboForm.com. This is not my affiliate link, but if you go to RoboForm.com, it is a site that enables you to keep track of your passwords. So when you get onto social media, you are going to have lots and lots of passwords. And if you're like me, you get frustrated. It's like, where did I put that? Oh, my gosh, I can't remember. Because one of the things you can't do is use the same password over and over and over and over again for all your different sites. That's just asking to be hacked, asking for trouble. Trust me, I learned that one the hard way. My Facebook account was hacked. So was my Twitter account at one point. So you want to have lots of different passwords for everything. You don't want to have the same one over and over and over again like I used to do a long time ago, and maybe you do too. RoboForm will help you keep track of them all. They'll allow you to keep track of, I think it's 10 passwords in the beginning for free, and then you can actually go in and buy a program. Like right now, I've got hundreds of passwords, and I don't have to remember them. They're in the computer. The computer will automatically input them in for me, and then I just have a backup in a couple of different places, actually. So what I want to do now is I want to talk about the product I have. I am going to be conducting a webinar, and that webinar is called Twitter for Beginners. And in that webinar, you are going to learn a multitude of different things. And it's going to be two 1-hour sessions, starting on March the 2nd. And we are going to go into more depth on conquering the Twitter fear, a little bit about what we talked about today. Setting up your profile. 7 tips to optimize your profile. More specific detail, hands-on, showing you how to find your audience. The different functions within Twitter, the direct message, the hashtags, the @signs, the retweets, all of those kinds of different things. How to promote your website with Twitter using Twitter lists, and how to unfollow the quick way. Because there's actually a multitude of ways to unfollow with Twitter. So that package is offered on the website. Isn't that silly of me? I forgot the URL, and I didn't write it down. Shame on me. So the webinar will be two Wednesdays in a row, and each session will be 1 hour. They will start at 6 o'clock at night, go for 1 hour. And then depending on what people want and people's availability, there's also going to be a one-hour question and answer. Now, it could be that some people, again, won't be able to make it, and the questions will be put in advance in writing. You can send me an email, or you can send it to me on Twitter. That's always fun. So the website for the webinar is butterflynetworking.com/1689. And there you will be able to see the details of that particular webinar. It's also going to include a Twitter for Beginners manual. It's a 39-page manual, 41-page manual, 36-page manual. And you're going to be able to have that entire manual at your disposal while we're going through the webinar. You are going to be able to download the video version of the webinar. If you're not able to make it, you can watch it over and over and over again. You can set up a split screen. You can follow along side by side and just go click by click by click. And that's what the whole webinar is going to be about, is helping you go click by click by click to get things set up. Because like I said in the very beginning, if you sit down for a couple of focused hours with someone who has already done what it is that you want to do, you are going to be able to get your Twitter profile up and running and doing what it is you want it to do for your business fairly quickly. So again, that's butterflynetworking.com/1689. There's also a big long one, Twitter for Beginners --, but the number's easier, 1689. You can go there now and sign up for the webinar. And I'm looking forward to meeting so many of you online. And what I want to do now is actually open up the call to find out whether or not we have any questions live. So 1 second. So the conference line is now unmuted. Does anyone out there have a specific question this evening about Twitter, something that we talked about tonight, or even something that we didn't?
I have a question about retweeting on Twitter.
Go for it.
Well, I'm in the new profile, I guess, or the new setup. And
what's
when
your
I want
Twitter
to
name?
Something, it doesn't, I just click a button and it retweets. It doesn't allow me to edit the text, you know, of the original tweet or anything like that.
That's correct.
But other retweets where it looks like they have done that, you know, includes the letters RT, and I guess I'm not sure, am I doing something wrong or?
No, not at all. What is your Twitter name?
It's Daniel's Training. Yes, Daniel's Training.
Daniel's Training?
Yeah, I just sent you a direct message at the beginning of the teleseminar.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Okay, so what that is Twitter is really super duper basic. They allow us to do very little in terms of all of that interacting. And the people who are adding little comments or the hearts and different things are actually using a different program.
Okay, so they're using the older.
No.
Nope.
They're using. Remember, I also talked about the hundreds of applications that allow you to use Twitter more effectively?
Yeah.
So So they're using one of those. There's a number of them out there. I personally use one called Hootsuite, and it's actually something we'd be talking about in the webinar. And
yeah, I just signed up for that, actually.
Oh, well, you know what? And they're here in Vancouver. That company is here in Vancouver. I've actually met one of the guys who does the programming. It's pretty cool. But there's another one called TweetDeck.
I've heard of
it. Yeah, so those are the two big main ones that people use. And they have different functionality between the two of them. For my purposes, I prefer Hootsuite, but other people prefer TweetDeck. But that is how people are adding other things into the tweet. So Twitter you're doing everything right. It's just that the actual Twitter program itself doesn't allow you to add all those extra fun stuff.
I see.
Yeah. Any other questions out there this evening?
I've got another one.
Okay, go for it.
I'm just wondering about, like, the protocol, I guess, when it comes to, like, giving, like, retweets or replies or giving people credit. You know, I see a lot of, like, at and then the person's name, or it'll say via, you know, at something. I mean, if I see a tweet from somebody and I don't want to just retweet it, you know, I guess I should... You know, how do you make sure that you're giving proper credit? I don't want to pretend that the tweet is mine. And
when you retweet it, you click the retweet on Twitter,
right?
It shows that you've retweeted someone else.
Right. Okay. And I guess since I was trying to do my own work around that, but there's also that thing that something about Fridays where you're supposed to thank everybody.
Follow Fridays.
What is that?
Well, it's just a trend that started way back when Twitter first began, and it was how some people were actually connected to each other. And Follow Friday is recommending people for others to follow.
Oh, okay.
So when you put in what's called the hashtag, you put in the pound sign and then either FF, or sometimes people actually spell out Follow Friday, and then you put someone else's name, you use the at sign and put in their Twitter name, and what you're doing there is you're recommending that person to your followers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like I said, the basics of Twitter are pretty simple, but there are lots of little different nuances that are out there. It's fun. It's one of my favorites. I love Twitter. It's probably why I've got 18,000 followers.
Yeah, I noticed that. I have a question about the hashtags.
Okay.
Now, my particular business is a EPA and DOT training service.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. What I try to do is use the hashtag before EPA and DOT.
Uh-huh.
I mean, does that make sense? Am I doing that? So that what if somebody does a search, like on that search.twitter.com, what's the point of the hashtags? What does that do?
Oh, hashtags actually make it easier to find. When you are on your Twitter profile, so if you can go to your Twitter profile right now, you will see on the right-hand side trends. And some of those trends will have a hashtag in front of them. Like Pardon?
I'm sorry, I'm not seeing trends. I'm on my profile.
No, you should be on your home page.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Sorry, I didn't say that.
Okay, so I'm on my home page. Timeline, mentions, retweets, searches, lists.
Down a little bit on the right.
followers, following.
No, move over more towards the right.
Oh, trends, got it. Okay, yep, got it, yeah.
Right, and you'll notice some of those are hashtags?
Yeah.
So if you were to see a hashtag in there that's similar to your business, you would definitely want to do something tweeting using that hashtag, and then people will find you. Or there are also hashtags where they are part of a sentence. What was the one that I was into the other week? You know when. Hashtag you know when.
Mm.
And I put, or it was something, you know when you're old when, or you know you're old when. That was it. You know you're old when. And I put in mine, you put the hashtag, and then you spell out, you know you're old when. And then what I followed it up with was, you used to use a telephone with a rotary dial.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember that.
Good. Oh, I'm glad. So you get in on some of those trends, and then people are gonna see you, and they're gonna, oh, EAP DOT, I'm interested in that, and then perhaps they're gonna start following you. So it's all about getting yourself out there with your stuff, so that people can find you. It's not you going after people. It's putting yourself out there with quality information so that people can find you.
Yeah. Right, and I'm definitely trying to do that.
Excellent.
Okay, so does it make sense for me to use hashtags then, or should I wait to see trends and follow those hashtags?
Well, you would want to find out whether or not the hashtags that you're using are actually hashtags that other people use.
Right, yeah.
So, what does EAP stand for you?
Environmental Protection Agency.
See, I was going Employee Assistance Program.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, it's the US EPA and US DOT.
Okay, for you, there are a number of Twitter people that you could go in and follow the followers of them. For Environmental Protection Agency, you find the people on Twitter that are leaders in that area. And
uh-huh.
follow their followers. It's always fun.
Okay.
Yeah. So do we have any other questions out there this evening? Well, thank you very much for joining me here on this Twitter for Beginners teleclass. And remember, the webinar starts on March the 2nd. And you can go to butterflynetworking.com/1689, and you can sign up for that webinar. Even if you can't make the actual webinar, then you'll be able to download and save the recording of the video later on your computer. So thanks very much for joining me here today, and happy tweeting.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.